Hello, this is Quintetta McNeil from the Mindless Behavior Collection, Poetry Collection. I am doing a segment on sexual assault in the Black community. And this was requested from one of our listeners because when I did my previous segment, it actually focused on sexual assault for everyone. And just pinpointing on the statistics, it kind of was alarming to the individual on Black individuals as well as multicultural individuals, where it was 49% of women to be affected by sexual assault in their lifetime. So we wanted to focus the segment on the Black community primarily because there are a lot of stigmas behind being a Black woman. One thing I can say is this is all resulted back to the 1400s. So 1400s, Black women were used to just exploiting sexual behavior and using that as a stepping stone to success as for the white men. And that becomes a problem. And it's yet today has been defined and underlined, I would say, in the Black community. But so this has been an issue since slavery. And we have been abused and manipulated, and things have been used against us as Black women, and that's not right. So I wanted to come to this segment to let you all know that it is history behind this. You're not just looking at numbers. 49% is huge because it has been swept up under the rug, and Black communities have been taught to kind of keep it on the hush. So up until the 1960s, we have, as a Black community, taught our individuals, meaning Black women, to be quiet, to not really speak on what has happened in the homes, as well as what society has done to us. And that's not necessarily right? But we've continued that practice even past the 1960s on to 2020. So what I wanted to really outline is the fact that Black women, Black men have been faced with sexual assault, and it's been welcome, I would say, to just be quiet about this ordeal, and that's not cool. So we're not healing, we're not facing the issue, and to me that has been a huge problem within relationships of Black people. So just to know that this has resulted in a lot of different emotions and stigmas is very alarming. So like, the Black historians have really focused on how the Black activist has really attacked this issue. And with that said, the only thing that's out there is from a Black historian, true history, right? So it was okay to allow white males, Caucasian males, to use a Black woman in the sense of the bedroom, house chores, and what have you. And that's why it has been kind of a quiet zone in the Black community, because we somehow feel like we've gained financially as a community, but it's not right. So even in our own race, we've allowed this thing to happen and felt like it was going to go away just because it wasn't spoken about. And so when it's not spoken about, you feel like, okay, well, it's okay. And it's not okay. The individual never heals. The individual somehow will build up some type of resentment amongst the family because it has not been addressed. So what I would say to you all in 2020, please, please, please understand that us addressing this issue is really big. Being a support is really big in the Black community, and just bouncing off of each other and learning more about each other is going to help. It's okay to speak about what is going on in your family. I know we've previously been taught to just be quiet. I can remember, like, even the 1960s. Now, I wasn't born in the 1960s, but I have read a lot. And in the 1960s, we've even been taught to be quiet and ride in cars, quietly, because we were afraid to be approached by white people. It was a white sign for their bathrooms and a Black sign for our bathrooms. And a lot of the families did not want the kids to be exposed to that behavior. So they would literally just try to keep their kids quiet and travel within their group until they reach some safe ground to even use the bathroom. So a lot of this stuff is ingrained in us, but in 2020, this is a different year. We have to start becoming vocal and identifying our problems so that we can address them. We have to start reaching out for help. We have to, as a Black community, support each other. It's very important. No one knows what we go through as Black individuals but our Black community. And we have to start being there for each other, supporting each other, and making sure each other is okay, because no one else is gonna do that. So what I say to you all is, this segment is solely focused on how to attack the Black issues within the families. And the biggest thing is to think outside of the box. So for example, I am raising two Black kids. So mother and father are Black. And the biggest thing is to instill in them the history. So we are very powerful individuals, and we need to know that. In the event that anything happens, please start reaching out and digging deep so that our Black kids can have something to relate to. The biggest thing within when I was growing up was I didn't have anything to relate to unless somebody actually introduced to me a Black person on a book or, you know, just listening to music. So that's big. We need to start really instilling in our kids the history of the African American culture, and have them understand the importance of it, because honestly, there is huge history that's left behind and it's not told by us. We need to start really understanding what we stand for and how important we are, and then we can actually feel like we can come forth and say, okay, something's wrong. We need to address it, and it's okay to support this type of community. Don't ever let anybody else let you think that, oh, okay, you shouldn't support your own because Black is just Black. No, you are valued. You are important. It's important to know that the Black community is very powerful and very prideful. And that's not necessarily to say you are to not help your your Caucasian friends or anyone else, but you really have to identify who you are and then start focusing on that. So what I say is, families, black families, please stop. Stop shutting people down. Stop allowing this behavior. This was in the past. There was a reason for the behavior to be shut down. It was to protect our community because we were attacked so rapidly. However, in today's world, we have to understand that it's okay for someone to speak out. It's okay for them to heal. It's okay for the family to know the secrets within the family, because if you know the secrets, then you can actually address what's coming forward. So I would say now and forever, please let your voice be free. Let each other just speak about the experiences and the feelings that they have, and let's just be liberated. Like, it's our time. Just liberate. This is so important for the black community right now. And I'm gonna end the segment just to say thank you for listening. Thank you for thinking of further about what's going on with our black community, and start teaching our kids the black history. Start teaching our kids the important information that's needed in order to maintain and grow. This is very important. It's okay to be different. It's okay. It's okay. We cannot continue to be in this box that our world wants us to be in. We have to be able to be liberated. And in order to be liberated, you have to be able to be free, to just free your mind. And if we free our mind, we will use the gifts that God has given us. We will no longer focus on money. We will continue to be that vessel that God wants us to be. And it's very important for your community. It's very important for yourself to be that way. So until we meet again, peace and love. I will start the next segment off with a different topic, but I just wanted to really focus on the black community for this segment, because I know that that's something that has been very heavy on my mind, and we really need to address the issues. So thank you for listening. Bye.